from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I was asking around, I'm like, why can't the 49ers just make Ayuk practice? And the answer is, well, they want it right now. They're still trying to keep the peace, trying to see if they can work something out, trying to see if they can trade him. But at what point do you just say, now you got to practice? Mm. That's all. I'm wondering about that.
Yeah, Anthony on the YouTube chat. The real reason Kyle's not mad at Trent and fans is because he hasn't asked for a trade.
Maybe. Mm. That might be part of the reason. That might be part of the reason. And here's the other thing. So Trent Williams is 36, all right? Doesn't have any guaranteed money. In principle, in the NFL, why would you give a 36-year-old guy guaranteed money? So here's the deal with Trent Williams. His money's not guaranteed, but if he shows up and plays, he gets paid $22 million.
And that's too far down the ranking, sixth, fifth. He don't like
that's
that, Donnie.
Selfish. Mm. He's being
and I'm not saying it's not.
He's being as selfish, if not more so, than Brandon Ayuk. And maybe you could even make the case that he's being twice as selfish because
he's been paid.
Yes, and also because he's and good for him, he's using his leverage.
That's all. That's the and I guess, Donnie, that's what world I'm in right now. I don't want to say the Jordan rules, but the dude is still so important, Trent Williams, to what the Niners want to do. I have to be truthful and say, hey, this is not all the way how you do it, but at the end of the day, he's got so much leverage in regard to what he does when he's out there on a good day.
Yep.
The Niners have, I think they're in a corner.
Double standard.
Yeah, but that's society. That's our life. Right. Sales,
and I'm here to point it out.
Yeah, I'm sure you get more perks than I do. I mean, we could go all kinds of...
Whoa. Perks, job perks?
Yeah.
I know of one job perk between the two of us, and you got it.
I don't know what you speak of, partner.
Let's go to...
real quick, Zach, for the people listening. You don't hate Trent Williams.
No, but what he's doing is BS.
Right.
It's BS.
But if you're 36, you got to believe a new deal is going to be no more than 2 years, maybe three. He probably don't even, it's really much of nothing, Stoney. Do right by me, Kyle and John. You know I'm at the end. I've been the Hulk.
Okay, fair.
I've been the Incredible Hulk.
Fair.
You know, I'm not perfect.
Right.
I should be right up there with Wirfs and Sewell. Come on now.
Okay, so you're
paying. To me, that's just, it's a pimple. It's nothing.
I mean... You look at 36 like it's some badge of honor.
2 for 56 it would give him 28. I think that would he would be here.
Was it about the guaranteed money or not?
Well, I believe if he got the new deal, 56 over 2 would be better than 22 just for this year. I think that would get it done.
Well, we're talking about two different things.
Yeah, but I think you get to get him back in camp if you gave him new money. Now, it's all dependent on how you do that, but right now he's going to get $22 million, Stoney, if he were to get hurt for one
That's
year.
Right.
What if you gave it, ripped that up and you gave him a two-year deal for 56, and now he's like, okay, I get $6 million more this year,
right,
and
but that's
I get
not,
28.
That's still, under that scenario, is not guaranteed money. He would just be getting a raise at that point.
Well, maybe that's what it's about, too.
He wants, if he wants guaranteed money, that means he wants money that he may never have to play for. That's all I'm saying. And
I just think
here's the other thing about Trent Williams. Yeah. And I just want to throw this out there to fans, because maybe they don't know this. If Trent Williams shows up the day before the Jets game and gets hurt on the very first play of the game, he still gets $22 million this year. So I get it's not guaranteed because the 49ers could theoretically waive him.
Yeah. Which we,
how are they going to waive him? Yeah. How are they going to waive? They're not going to waive Trent Williams.
Hey, come on now.
So, to me, he's being every bit. If you think out, and I'm not. All I'm saying is this: if you think Ayuk's being selfish, you must think Trent Williams is being right. as selfish.
And when I go, I know you're going to call. Yeah. When I go to the Bosa comp, I know how you painted the picture of where he was at in his rookie deal. But the fact of the matter is, Steiny, he didn't show up to work. I'm not criticizing him, but somehow that's different. That's less selfish to you.
Yes, because the CeeDee Lamb is not in camp, right?
Yeah.
Ja'Marr Chase is not. Like, we've seen this pattern develop with guys who are in Ayuk's situation this year and guys who are in Bosa's situation last year. Like, that's part of the game, that fifth-year option that rookies – from the first round, don't want to play for, and so there's always a little bit of tension or dissension or it's gotcha. Like built in.
So if Trent was on his rookie deal, you would understand
this. Of course.
All right.
Of course.
All right.
Anyway.
No, I get you.
I'm calling it early, and I called it early. I've called it in each of the last two Warrior seasons. Agenda City. I don't like it. It's a bad way to start. Bad way to start the year. Bad way to start the year.
The Warriors will be a
boneyard.
Priest.
Will's in Maryland. Hey, Will. How you doing? Will in Maryland. Hey, buddy. How are you, man?
How y'all doing? First time calling here.
Sweet.
All right. Yes.
Well, unless you disagree with me. I'm
messing. Sonny, yeah. I'm all on your side, brother. I'm all on your side. Guru, I don't understand. How can you not? I'm a lifelong 49er fan, and I absolutely 100% agree with you. Trent Williams is absolutely wrong and selfish. I've been explaining this to my fellow comrades. First of all, the difference is Trent Williams has been paid numerous contracts before from the Commanders, and he got a new deal coming over here with the 49ers, right?
Yep.
So when he signed that deal, he absolutely said, I want to honor this contract out until I'm, 30, I forget how old
38.
He finished out. 30, he said that on record, I want to finish this contract out. And now, this contract is not even up for another 2-3 years. And now you're holding out? That is absolutely greedy. It's absolutely greedy. And it makes no sense. It makes no sense. He already knows that the team is already kind of, cash strapped. So you're going to be greedy and hold out and want more money because the offensive tackle from the line, already got his money. So you already been paid and you're making money. So I absolutely agree with you, Steiny. Trent Williams should absolutely get more of publicity for holding out and not even showing up. Then Brandon Ayuk has not even been paid yet. You know, I mean, that's a whole different discussion. But on Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk, Williams definitely should be getting more flack from us Niner fans. Mm. Yeah.
Thanks, Will.
That's
all I'm asking. Here's the other thing. Why would you give guaranteed money to a player who's already threatened in a way to retire. I think I'm done. Remember after the Super Bowl?
Well, come money on, changes done. All that, Stoney. Oh, it's all about the yeah. Benjamin. Shout well, he out
sounds
Ice Cube.
He sounds real committed to but this team. But
you give him the right. Hey, I know this is under the selfish umbrella.
Okay.
People, I know, but for the thirsty Niner fans, and they should be, I'm a little parched. You want to win a damn Super Bowl.
Well, then why isn't he in camp? Like, if this is their window,
he's being
is Trent Williams, if it's all about the team, that's all I'm saying. Then we're finding out he's not a team player.
Yeah, it's all about the green.
Exactly.
But do you think Fred Warner or Bosa are going to side-eye him if he does this and gets new money and comes back? No. They're going to be like, we need you, big fella. Let's go.
I'm talking about the fans.
Yeah, right.
The fans. And here's the other thing from the 650. Bosa never held out after signing a contract to be the highest paid player in his position. Like, that's a difference. Nick Bosa was on a rookie deal.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Deal, and he'd outplayed his rookie deal, and so he got what he got. Trent Williams, when he signed the contract, was the highest paid lineman in football. Now he's the fifth highest paid left tackle in football.
He's got a problem.
That's not good enough for him.
Yeah. And it still may net him what he's seeking for, what he's looking for, Stoney.
We'll see. I don't think it's such a no-brainer that the 49ers are just going to cave with guaranteed money.
Well, whatever it takes to get him back in before Monday night.
How about $22 million? Will that help? Seriously, will $22 million?
I think not. I mean, man, we talk about leverage all the time, and his play is his leverage. Is he what he was 10 years ago? Hell no, but he's still an all-pro, and he's the best lineman the Niners have. And now we're talking about, this is what's crazy, this conversation this late in the game, right before the eve of the game starting to count, is in a year that we're going to, or the Niners are going to really look with a keen eye on Brock Purdy and his growth, you're telling me he's going to lose a weapon in Brandon Ayuk, and now you guys are playing this game of chicken, both parties, with Trent Williams as left tackle? Not kind of how you want to start the season.
All I'm saying is, all the focus has been on Brandon Ayuk and the 49ers and what's going on. He's holding in. He's there. He wants more money. They want him to play for 14. He wants a long-term contract. We have seen that play out multiple times. If you're siding with the Niners, you side with the Niners. If you think Ayuk's in the wrong, you can say Ayuk's in the wrong. All I'm saying is if there's anybody out there that's really PO'd at Brandon Ayuk, Why aren't you more upset with Trent Williams, who's got more, like more than Brandon Ayuk has right now? That's all I'm asking.
It'd be about talent. Like
my point is this. Okay, Trent Williams is a better player than Brandon Ayuk. That's fine. So let's just acknowledge we're less upset with Trent because he's a better player.
Not because what he's doing is
any different.
Yeah. In fact, I think it's worse.
Yeah. I actually do think it's
worse.
But
for the Niner fans out there, Stoney, that are not judging their players and they're just caring about what happens on the field, I believe there's a sector of fans that are just like, I don't care what happens. Pay him whatever he wants or figure it out and get his ass back out here.
Well, and that's the same thing many said about Ayuk. And for some reason, they're not just paying him what he wants. And there's an assumption that they're going to pay Trent Williams what he wants. And they might. And they might give in to Trent Williams. But it doesn't make Trent Williams any less selfish, greedy, or any of the other names that we're hearing for Ayuk for Trent Williams. Now, that's all I'm saying.
Chris A. on the YouTube chat, Stoney, and I'm not upset with any of them.
That's fair.
Yeah, and I believe a lot of there's a lot of people like that. But I mean, again, Evan's word last week was continuity. This is not it. And you could say, oh, it's early, it means nothing. No, your team is leading off every damn show or articles are being written about everything but football on the field. So we'll see.
Yeah. Like if people ask me, Stein, are you more of a players guy or ownership guy? I'm more of a players guy. I definitely am. But I'm not saying Trent shouldn't be getting his money or shouldn't. The fact that he's holding out doesn't bother me one way or the other. What bothers me is we're not talking about Trent Williams being as selfish as we are about Brandon Ayuk being selfish. And if it's just because of social media, then I'll say, well, you know what? One guy's 36 and the other guy's 25. Maybe that's why one guy's on social media handling it worse than the 36-year-old. But the 36-year-old is still sticking it to the Niners.
Yeah, but Stoney, he's also, his bus is waiting for him in Canton.
Okay.
And you're hoping that Ayuk will have that career off to a good start, but you hope that he's a 49er.
Here's the other thing. So now we're acknowledging we're paying for what guys have done.
No, what he's done. You don't get
to done in the past.
Yeah, no, what he's done last year.
Okay.
Again, he was all pro, and I'm with you, Bonte. We talked about it. Didn't have his best Super Bowl. Okay, bad games happen.
Right.
But my point is for the Niners to keep up and still have that vision of getting back and winning the NFC or the NFC West, you need 71.
Okay.
You need him more 100 more times than you need Brandon Ayuk.
Okay.
That's just the facts.
Right.
Of life.
Right. So he's being a bigger tool, really, than Brandon Ayuk. Guy's made $170 million in his career. Trent Williams deserved every penny. Last year, he declined for his standards. He's getting paid $22 million this year. I mean, $22 million this year. He plays the season, comes back next year, he's going to make $22 million. Plays that year, he's coming back, he's going to make $33 million the last year. If he's still playing quality football in 2 years, after this year, next year, he's going to make $33 million.
Just talking to you, man, I'm like, this is a nothing burger with cheese on it. But the more I'm talking to you, I'm wondering if they knew about this since March and nothing has happened, could this actually go the distance before week one against the Jets?
Like I said, again,
unless they're hooking them up and big fella, you just stay at home. We know you're working out wherever, LA Fitness. We'll see you when we see you. But if it's not that, then this, I mean, my goodness.
All I'm saying is that Trent Williams is
being selfish.
He's not being talked about in the same negative ways that Ayuk is getting talked about, and he's doing the exact same thing, and to my way of thinking, really not less of a right to do it, but he signed a contract making him the highest paid lineman 3 years ago, and now he's still top 5. So here's the thing. Okay, you want to pay him for the past? Then you're gonna give him a raise to 28, 29.
Yeah.
So you're going to pay him like the top lineman in football. Do we know he's going to be the best lineman in football this year?
It would be the same as, did we know Bosa was going to be the best lineman when he signed his deal and he had a, for his standards, not his best season?
Yeah. It's got a...
But you got me thinking, this is not a slam dunk. I hope I'm wrong.
I don't know. No. And I want to be clear.
That's how I feel now. If they've known since March and we're in August, maybe, Goo, you're missing something. This thing, they might play hardball with Trent.
This is the bottom line. Trent, 925, I think he's right on the money. Trent Williams is trying to get some guaranteed money because... No. He's trying to get guaranteed money so that he can retire and not have to play all 3 years of his deal. That's what I believe, too. That's why he wants guaranteed money. If he wants guaranteed money, maybe he just wants to be the highest paid lineman in football, and all they have to do is give him a raise from 22 to 28, and it's done. And he'll come in and play for 28. But,
man, and selfish or not, as much as I feel like the Niners have Brandon Ayuk in a corner, I feel like Trent has the Niners in a corner in regard to, if he's at home on the couch when the games count, the impact of him not being part of this team is far worse than Brandon Ayuk.
No, I'm not going to disagree with that at all.
I wonder if that gets them to budge, though. If that gets them to pick up the phone and be like, hey, let's get this fixed.
Steiny, this is football. Contracts mean nothing. It's not basketball. Guaranteed money's all that matters. You know what? Then show up week 1 and you'll get $22 million guaranteed.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.